called the Supreme Sacrifice. If you have your Bibles, turn to Hebrews chapter 9. And when you get there, hold your finger there. Hebrews chapter 9, verse 14. Hold your thumb there, or finger, whatever you want to do. And also turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 7. 1 Corinthians 5, 7. I want to talk to you about the supreme sacrifice. Glad you're here tonight. God bless each one of you. Give you a little thought about our freedom. We just had Memorial Day on Monday, and I had some real thoughts about it. And let's stand for reading of God's Word. Glad you're here. 1 Corinthians 5, 7. Notice what it says. Purge out therefore the old leaven, that ye may be a new lump, as ye are unleavened. For even Christ, our Passover, is sacrificed for us. I'm going to talk to you about freedom tonight. No freedom comes without sacrifice. I'm going to tell you that right now. And then Hebrews 9:14. How much more shall the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself without spot to God, purge your conscience from dead works. Carl, what the freedom, the eternal freedom we got from Christ and the sacrifice that he made for you and I and for the rest of the people, it ought to move our hearts. It ought to stir our hearts. It ought to purge our conscience. The book that says, purge your conscience from dead works to serve the living God. Roddy, I believe with all my heart, if every Christian would grab hold of the magnitude of what the Savior did, the sacrifice that was given for you and I and for them, I guarantee you, we'd say, man, I'm going to serve Jesus. Lord, here I am. What would you have me to do? I don't think Romans 12, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercy of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service. I believe if we really would think and take in the greatness of the sacrifice of Christ and all that we have from him, I guarantee you, we'd be more concerned about the work of God. Let's bow our heads in prayer. Heavenly Father, I thank you for the supreme sacrifice of our Savior. And Lord, in keeping with the memorial thought of the weekend that we just had, I want to say, Lord, I want to thank you for the supreme sacrifice of all the men and women down through the century of our country, over 200 years. Lord, I thank you for those men and women down through the time of our country who have made the supreme sacrifice so we can enjoy liberty and freedom today. Pray that you'll bless America. Pray you'll bless our soldiers, armed service, president, our Congress, and Lord, I just pray you, all the leaders of our country, give them wisdom to look to you. God, as our dollar bill says, God, we trust in God. Lord, I pray you'll bless America. Lord, help bless us a nation whose God is Lord. And I pray, dear God, our nation would look to you. Please, I pray. And tonight, Lord, these few thoughts that you let me write down, pray I could be a blessing to the people. We ask these things in Christ's name. Amen. Thank you. You might be seated. Monday, we had a great time. Memorial Day weekend, and we had a great time in our house. Over 30-some people came. Some of our deacons and some of the families of our church, and then some of the visitors are even joining you. They came. Of course, my family was there, and Dave's mom was out of town, and Joe and Cindy. I mean, we had a lot of family, my grandbabies and my children, and we just had a tremendous day. We had what a beautiful day it was, wasn't it? I mean, usually Bobby and I and Jamie and the kids, we always spend that day together, and Judy and Jack, and We usually, it seems like every Memorial Day or Labor Day, it always rains here. Almost every year it rains, and we both remarked, man, it's sunny today. And we had a great day. We had a beautiful day. We had our family there, had our friends there, had all kinds of food. Amen. Boy, this new man is just coming into our church. Oh, Jim, he can make baked beans, I'll tell you that, but he knows how to make them. He says he makes a great meatloaf, too. I can't wait to try it. Amen. But, Jack, I couldn't help but think, and Bobby, you know, we just had a fantastic day. We really did. And I sat down that night when it all ended, and we just reflected and said, what a tremendous day. God, you're so good to us. Boy, isn't God good to us? I mean, I didn't have no bombs dropping on me. Didn't have no one coming and shooting us with a gun, coming by. Have to worry about someone blowing us up. And not, Bobby, we had plenty of food for none of our children are hungry. I mean, we laughed instead of cried. We carried on. The sister was her natural self, wildcat. And I mean, we just had a great time. Amen? And it's great to be an American. I love being American. Greatest country in the world, Sean. There's a lot of things that I might not think it's right, but America's still the greatest country in the world. God bless America. I'm proud to be an American, Roddy. Amen? And, you know, I got thinking today we have freedom and liberty and the pursuit of happiness because men and women before us were willing to give them of themselves and sacrifice their families. You read the history of the history books. Man, our forefathers, they not only did they sacrifice their families, they sacrificed their wealth, their lands. They gave their very lives. That's how much they loved liberty and freedom. You know, I noted this. Listen, don't get bored about hearing these words. I love America. Thank God for America. I think we should never lose our patriotism and love for God and love for our country and love for that American flag. By the way, if someone burns that American flag with me, I'm going to try to wrap you up in it. I don't think the flags are supposed to be burned. I think they're supposed to be raised up high. I'm proud. I'm proud of the flag. I'm proud of America. I'm glad. I'm thankful for the red, white, and blue. Amen? Stars and the stripes. And I'm proud to be an American. You know, our forefathers gave the supreme sacrifice just so you could and I could enjoy our freedom today. And I quoted before I came up here this evening, I quoted what that one lieutenant said on Rush Limbaugh today about how this is not the land of liberty, but it's a freedom. It's because liberty because brave men have given their lives. Amen. It's the land of we have freedom today because it's the land of the brave. You know, freedom. I noted here, freedom is not free. There's a cost for freedom, and people have to be willing to pay the price to have freedom. And all down through our history of our country, freedom has come and people have been willing to pay the supreme sacrifice. I noted today we owe a lot, even to the men and women today who defend and serve our country. Not just to our forefathers. I thank God for them. We wouldn't have what we have today. But thank God we still got men and women out there today serving our country. I told you about the young man that called Rosie at the church Monday and young man named Tim from Stowe, Ohio, although he's in Iraq. And he said, pray for us. And boy, we need to pray for that 4th Infantry, amen, and pray for them. You know, we should have a deep gratitude to all those now and today and those in the past who sacrificed and to keep America free. I think we take it for granted. I think we take it for, just like we take our salvation sometimes for granted, I think we take our freedom for granted. I really do. Our liberty came, and our freedom came at a great price, at a great expense, and a price that others paid for us. I'm going to tell you, people need to be willing to pay the price for freedom because freedom comes with a price. I just ran this off. I just want to quote you a few things. This is just from World War II. Did you know that they took all the countries that participated in World War II? Did you know over 50 million? Over 50 million died in World War II. Over 50 million people died in World War II. Actually, it's around 56 million. But in Canada, in military deaths, there was 45,300. Believe it or not, in China, there was 3 million. And 700,000 civilians. So they lost unbelievable. In France, they lost 212,000 in the military, and 267,000 civilians died. In the Philippines, we love our Filipinos, and they lost 57,000 in the military deaths, and the civilians lost 90,000. There was more civilians that died than the military. By the way, you're going to find in war, there are more civilians die than the military die. The Soviet Union lost over 10,700,000 in their military, and 11,500,000 in their civilians. A lot of people, isn't it? The United States, which, thank God for our country. Of course, you got the United Kingdom, 382,600, and then 67,800 as they dropped down those bombs on England and those people. Boy, we're lucky. We've never had nobody flying over planes here with dropping other than 911. And those were just cowards there. That wasn't even though it was an act of war, it wasn't a declared war. And those guys were just cowards, Bobby. You know, we're lucky, though. We've never had it here. We've never had planes come over and have to get our kids in the basement and say, God, help us not get bombed. We've been fortunate in America, haven't we? Yeah. We've been so fortunate in America. Over 407,000 military deaths were recorded in World War II, and 11,200 civilian deaths. And it goes on and on. Ironically, in all the charts of all, they had all the countries. Mexico, they had no recorded deaths. How did they miss the war? I don't know. They must all be on siesta or something. I don't know. But they missed the whole war. And, of course, there were 10 million prisoners of war. I'm sorry. 10 million, I think, died in prisoners of war. And over 5 million Jewish people were killed in the Holocaust. I'll tell you, that was a tragedy, wasn't it? We ought not ever let that happen again. Well, over 400,000 people of America died, not counting Britain, but 400,000 Americans, over 400,000 Americans gave their life in World War II. I didn't get into Vietnam. I didn't get into the Korean War. Man, listen, preacher, if I just took all those stats, we'd be here till tomorrow. What I'm trying to say is, thank God for all those families. And you know, we had a great time Monday because of all those men and women who, not just the men that died, what about the families that sacrificed their husbands and their brothers and their dad and their sons? You know, we ought not ever take that sacrifice lightly. Don't get tired of hearing me say this. I'm going to tell you, freedom is something great to have. And I thank God for the freedom we have. Yeah, you take all the sacrifices of mankind. Take all the wars and all the sacrifices of mankind all down through the years of time, and it still wouldn't come close to the supreme sacrifice of Jesus Christ that he gave for you and I at Calvary's cross. Amen? Did you ever think about this? For not just Jesus just didn't die just for America. Jesus died for all mankind. Get this. those who sacrificed for our freedom, they died facing the enemy. Those who died in war because of an enemy. Jesus sacrificed for his enemies. See, did you get that? Look at Romans chapter 5. Look at Romans 5, 9. I'll just read it to you. I'll read verse 8. But God commended his love towards us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Much more than being now justified by his blood, we shall be saved from the wrath of him. For if when we were enemies, we were reconciled to God by the death of his son, much more being reconciled, we are saved by his life. I'm going to tell you something. A lot of people died fighting an enemy to preserve freedom. Jesus laid his life down for all the enemies to give them freedom. He became captured and gave up his so we could have it, so they could have it. Not just America, but in Russia, Japan, Poland, you name it, the whole world. You think about this. You know, I noted, praise God for the Statue of Liberty. David sang that, I think, at the senior program. I thank God. I'm glad I'm a Christian. Thank God for the Statue of Liberty. And there's a lady in New York Harbor. And we're thankful for the Statue of Liberty. How many have ever been to the Statue of Liberty? It's pretty special, isn't it? And but praise God. There's more than the Statue of Liberty, there was a cross of Calvary. Now I want you to look at Luke 2:33 for one moment. Luke 2:33. Oh, I'll tell you. Don't get tired of me hearing. Don't get tired of getting hearing about Christ on the cross. I'm going to tell you, it was that sacrifice on the cross. Luke 23:33. You know, preacher, I've heard it over and over. You know, I think we should be like that song. Tell me the story of Jesus. You know, tell me the story of Jesus. Write on my heart every word. You know what? I think we ought to never get tired of hearing the story of Christ. The sad part is Christianity, I think they get tired of hearing it. I'm going to tell you, I think we forget. I think we lose sight of the supreme sacrifice that brought us freedom. We lose, Carl, we lose the sacrifice of all those men and women that gave their life on all the wars to keep us free. But we forget the supreme sacrifice that the Son of God, the war that he fought of sin and death to give us freedom. 23:33. And when they come to a place which is called Calvary, thank God for Calvary. Thanks to Calvary, I'll not be the same. Thanks to Calvary, I don't go this place anymore. Amen. By the way, the ground's all level at Calvary, which is called Calvary. There they crucified him. And the malefactors, those thieves, those criminals, those sinners, one on the right hand and one on the other, on the left, there Christ was crucified, dying for you and I. Scripture says, although he was rich, he became for us poor for us, that we through his poverty might become rich in him. I'm going to tell you, I think we forget about these scriptures that God tells us, in the acts of Christ. Of course, the whole picture there, Roddy, is two men, one trusting Christ, one rejected. It's a picture of the whole world. That lady you led to Christ the other day, Rod, she was a picture of the one asking Christ to save her. The whole world needs to understand something. They want to go to heaven. They need a Savior. They want to live in freedom. They got to have a Savior. You know, I was thinking, Bobby, Monday, we had a great time. And I sat there and reflected, Brother Jack. I said, boy, that was a lot of fun today. We had a lot of fun. And I got thinking, Bobby, boy, if this was fun. Thank God for the freedom that the Americans have given me. I'm going to spend eternity in heaven, where it's eternal bliss, eternal blessing, eternal beyond measure, where there's no more sorrow, no more death, no more tears. Can you imagine how great heaven's going to be? Amen? Boy, you know, I think we lose sight of that sometimes. I think sometimes we don't have a thankfulness in our heart. And I say, oh, God, thank you for saving me. Oh, God, thank you for the hope and know-so of heaven. One day we're going to leave this old crazy world. Amen? And we're not going to have to worry about people getting hurt and harmed and stolen, sadness and heartache. Man, I'm glad I'll be gone from there one day. Amen? If I die before the rapture, don't cry for me. Man, I'm in a better place. Trust me. I'm excited about going to heaven. But I'm glad he gave that sacrifice for you and I. Amen? And, you know, Jesus made the supreme sacrifice. If Jesus sacrificed so much for us, why don't we sacrifice ourselves for him? And I just want to read to you again the scripture in Hebrews 9:14. How much more shall the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself without spot to God, purge your conscience from dead works to serve the living God? Don't get tired of hearing about Christ dying for your sins. Don't get tired of hearing the gospel message that Jesus died for your sins according to Scriptures, that he was buried and the third day he arose according to Scriptures. Because that wonderful message that years ago, how many trusted Christ your Savior? That wonderful message that we embraced years ago was so exciting when we first embraced it. But as the years go by, it seems like we lose this. We don't have the sweetness of that salvation that we once had. It seems like we take for granted that what we thought was tremendous at the start. It's still tremendous, by the way. Just like we have freedom in America. You know when people will cherish their freedom? When we lose it. Then we're going to say, wow, I wish we had what we used to have. I'm going to bring a message. Maybe Sunday night, I'm not sure. One thought I'm going to put in there. I think we ought to send roses while people are alive. They seem to enjoy them better. Not against putting roses and flowers on the gravesite. Not against that. But I'll tell you one thing. I think that people enjoy them more when they're alive. You know, I think we ought to tell Jesus we're thankful for what he's done for us now. Oh, I know when we get into heaven after we die, we're going to be shouting. Then we're going to really see, I have not seen, ear has not heard, nor nothing's entered the heart of man which God prepared for them who them that love him. We can't even grasp how great heaven is. We can't. And God knows that. But you know what? I just hope we never get tired. Boy, all he does is preach about that guy dying for us. And all he does is preach about getting saved. I'm going to tell you, the greatest thing anybody can do in life is get saved. That lady died when, Rod? Yesterday. If she doesn't decide for Christ, Roddy, over the weekend when you were with her, that day you were with her a few days ago, then that when she dies yesterday, she dies and goes to hell. Forever and ever and ever. I'm glad there's an old fundamental Baptist preacher and his wife that said, hey, let us tell you about the old story of Christ. It's an old story. It's over 2,000 years. But oh, it's a great story. How Jesus loved you and how he came down from heaven. How he died for you.
how he rose, and how you can have eternal life if you'll just put your faith in him. That's a great story. It's a true story. And it's a story that for over 2,000 years has been set people free and saving people from eternal hell. You know, they told me about, Lizzie called me in tears this afternoon. Lizzie White. She said, pray for Arlene Robinson. Her former husband died. She said, we've been praying for you in our Sunday school class that we would know that he was saved. She said, just yesterday, the granddaughter went up to him, the little one that she brings all the time to church, and said, Grandpa, are you saved? And he said, yes, honey, I've made Jesus my Savior. I'm going to tell you something. It might be an old story, but it never gets old. It's the greatest story that's ever been told. That Christ loves you and died for you and sacrificed. The supreme sacrifice. He gave himself. That's why we need to purge our conscience and give everything we have of ourselves for him. Or we could never pay him back. But we can sure show him that we appreciate and love him. And let's not forget in this life those precious veterans and soldiers that have laid down their life, that you and I can have freedom here. Let's not take our freedom. Let's not take any of our freedom for granted. Because whether it's freedom in America, it was supreme sacrifice that let me have it. And then the greatest supreme sacrifice was by my Savior at Calvary. Either way, earthly freedom or eternal freedom, it's all purchased by blood and supreme sacrifice of someone's life. Let's not forget those lives and that blood that was given for you and I. Don't ever let it get old, because a lot of people gave so we could have it. Amen? Let's bow our heads in prayer. Father, thank you for America.